We are joined this morning by Jill Hamlin. She is with the Mountain Arts Center. She's the Assistant Director of Fine Arts for the Big Sandy Community and Technical College. She's a singer-songwriter with A Little Bit More and The Wayward Dolls, which we just heard from. And she's even a former prison guard. How are you doing this morning, Jill?
I tell you what, if any day would be the day to wear a prom dress this early in the morning, today is the day. Dress for success.
And see, I thought you would be in your footy pajamas. That's what I thought. But you know,
absolutely not. I mean, you know, it's a beautiful day. It's a little bit cool. But you know what? Let's do this. Let's just do this. Let's face the day. Put on our best. And let's just have a great time.
That's exactly it. What else can we do when we're healthy at home, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of healthy at home, of course, the last time I saw you was at the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling for our special lockdown edition of the Woodsongs Coffee Shop. And, of course, you guys did a fantastic job. If folks want to go back and check out that performance, they can check out Gateway Regional Arts online. And I think, actually, you posted it to your personal Facebook. I think it's posted to WSKV's Facebook page as well. So you can check them out there. But what have you guys been up to since then?
Oh, golly. Well, let's see. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. You know, I've seen a lot of people saying, you know, oh, we're painting the house or we're cleaning out all this stuff and getting like a big jump on spring cleaning. I'm just going to be honest. I haven't done anything with cleaning. Like, my house looks exactly the same, probably worse than it did when all this started. Because I'm just that kind of person.
But you have been watched The Tiger King, I'm sure.
Listen, okay, all you cool cats and kittens out there, I swear, I don't know. I'm still on the fence if whether or not Carol Baskin really did feed her husband. You know, I'm open to anybody's, you know, conspiracy theory on this. Please post it. I would love to have this dialogue.
It would definitely help if she would give an alternative explanation, but they never cover any alternative explanations. So, you know, it's just odd.
You know, sometimes you just don't need one, I guess.
All right. So I know we want to discuss a special event coming up, and that's what we're going to get to in just a second. But before we do, on a serious note, tell our listeners exactly what the effects of this crisis are on the arts community as a whole, not just performing artists, but all artists.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it's been devastating, honestly. It's been devastating to the arts community. It's been devastating to venues, the local restaurants. I mean, it's just, the effects are so far-reaching that I don't even think that we, as a people, really have the full grasp of exactly what this has done. And let's just face it, I'm gonna call it as I see it kind of person, if you all haven't figured that out yet. But, you know, it's just one of those things to where, you know, it's like the big tsunami. Like, people kind of thought that it was coming. They thought that it was coming, and like, people didn't get ready, and they didn't leave, and whatever. And then all of a sudden, it was just complete devastation. So, arts are what keep us human. Arts are our human piece to the world. And without music, without art, without literature, we are nothing. So we have got, as a people, as a community, we have got to support our artists, be that musicians, be that crafters, quilters, our local businesses, our pizza makers. Yes, I love pizza. Going to throw that out there too. You know, we have to come together and support these people, because otherwise our lives would be so boring. They would be so boring. We wouldn't be able to listen to fabulous radio programs like you guys offer. We wouldn't be able to watch TV or be completely riveted by Tiger King. I mean, these things would not happen without creative people. So we really need to support them. And, you know, they always say, and a lot of people have heard this too, is the happiest people are probably the people that suffer worse from depression. So without those creative outlets, the people that are suffering even worse. So, you know, reach out to your friends and family. Check them out. Make sure that they're doing okay. Tell them crazy jokes. Just do some fun things at home with your family and with your loved ones. You know, just keep it real. Be creative. Be creative. This is the prime time to be like, oh, you know, I'm not really a creative person. Yes, you are. You totally are.
Absolutely.
So there's
You're really high on your soapbox there. You all right? You good?
I'm going to take a second and just kind of decompress on the break just a little bit. It's okay.
take a few prom waves. We'll be good. But anyway.
Right.
So you're talking about supporting by calling and checking on. Of course, right now, too, with the economy the way that it is there anything that you've kind of come across that you can do to support those local artists in a financial way? Because I know I think about Josh Nolan. He's got a show here on WSKV, and he's a performing artist. He's one of those crazy performing artists that jumped out and made his day job, his night job, and all of his jobs performing. And so this has been kind of a devastating thing for him as he's kind of tried to figure out Chelsea Nolan, even his sister, same way, and lots of local artists. What can you do to kind of help those performers during this time and other artisans as well?
Okay, absolutely. So a lot of these people have social media. You know, they have Facebook, they have Instagram, they have the Twitter, they have all of the things. Go to their pages, like their pages. See if they're doing a Facebook Live show. If they are, tune into that. A lot of them have their PayPal or their Venmo accounts up there. And, you know, they're not asking you to pay for this. They're just asking, you know, that if it's in your heart to, you know, reach out and donate a couple of dollars to what they're doing. Because, you know what, when you're watching that, they are performing for you. And, you know, giving those few dollars that you may have, that can make such a difference for them, because this is their main source of income, performing and loving what they do and being creative, and not just for themselves, but for you. It's a very personal thing. So go donate some things to them. Buy their merchandise. A lot of the performers, a lot of the acts have T-shirts or buttons or stickers. And, you know, they have said, a lot of them have said, you know, we will mail them to you. And so that helps the post office as well. You know, so reach out, do that for them. Share their online posts. Make it a big deal, because it is a big deal. It is a big deal. So just get in there and support them. Reach out to them on their Messenger applications. You know, message them and say, hey, we're thinking about you. We miss seeing you at, you know, insert whatever local place that they go to. So you're supporting them, you're supporting the business as well. Just reach out to them and say, hey, we are still here, we are still rocking out to your tunes, we still love you.
And speaking of a way to show love, that gives us the perfect transition into what we're going to talk about next. And that is what you affectionately call the Appies, or the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. Go ahead and fill our listeners. Of course, last time you were here in the studio, we discussed a little bit, but let's update the listeners. Of course, this interview is going to re-air right after Tradio today and be available online, so folks need to know all the details. Of course, we've got a button on our website, so you can go and nominate artists, but tell us right now what's up with these and what folks need to do.
Okay, so just like you said, the great segue. I love when this magic happens. Okay, so here we go. So the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards. I swear, this is so awesome. This is a huge red carpet event. So you watch the Grammys, you watch the CMAs, you watch the Oscars, all that sort of thing. So basically, that's what this is. This is going to be held at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg, and this is happening next year. But here is the kicker. The submissions to be a part of this happening now. So all you have to do, all you wonderful listeners out there, all you performers, all you artisans, this is the chance. Let's get you guys recognized and give you guys the recognition that you all so deserve, okay? So what people are going to do is they're going to go to AppalachianArtsAndEntertainmentAwards.com. Spell it all out. I know it's really huge and really arduous, but I swear it's going to be worth it, okay? And if it's not worth it, then you can blame Ethan, okay?
And just so folks know, this is not just for just performing artists. This is for industry artists like Best DJ, you know, and things like that. So, you know, folks can nominate, you know. I would love to be an award-winning DJ. That would be awesome. But anyway, folks can totally nominate, it even crosses into the educational realm, including Best Middle School Band and High School Choir and things like that as well, right?
It absolutely does. And not only that, it goes even farther. So let's say you go to a show, okay, and it's just been this amazing show. The production was great. And when I say production, I mean behind the scenes. The people that you don't necessarily see at the meet and greet, because it takes a whole team to put a show together. It doesn't matter if it's just a couple of people playing to, you know, to a complete 500-piece orchestra. There are back scenes people, and those people get their time to shine here too. So, I mean, there's everything from that sound engineer on here. And then, you know, you got to think of the props. If you go to a play, all the backstage props, all the front stage props, all of that. So you've got best stage play and different things like that. Movies have directors. So you've got best short film. You've got best artist, best painter, best sculpture, best photographer. I mean, it's just crazy the amount of stuff that the Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards, or the Appies, as you said, have to offer. And it's just going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. Yes, you can quote me on that. Let's quote it together. It's going to be so cool.
All right. And they even have, like, best tattoo artist and best logo designer. Like, it's very extensive in the nominations. So I would encourage folks, you can go to either directly to their website, which is all spelled out, Appalachian Arts and Entertainment Awards, all spelled out, .com, or you can go visit our website, WSKVFM.com, that's listenlikealocal.com, and click on the button there, as well as, of course, if you find the podcast of this interview afterwards, you'll be able to link across from there as well to nominate your favorite artist. Well, as we wrap up, what else do folks need to know, particularly about the Mountain Arts Center? As you mentioned, performing venues recently. Of course, I do front of house audio engineering as well, and it has been devastating in that side of the house as far as the performing arts venues. What is the MAC looking at as, of course, they've got upcoming shows that are being postponed and things like that? What's kind of their situation?
Yes, so of course right now nobody is allowed in the Mountain Arts Center, and that's because of the virus. Of course, we want to make sure that everybody stays home, stays happy, stays healthy. So we have closed the doors right now to the public. So we're all kind of remote working. So yes, again, you know, I'm rocking out the prom dress. Why not?
I'm telling you, it's footy pajamas. We can't prove it, but you know.
Okay, I'm challenging you right now. Let's make a post. So, but the Mountain Arts Center, it has slowed down, and we have had to reschedule some performances. Like, we had Crowder that was going to be there, and Crowder has now been postponed. Of course, his management and his team have been very awesome to help work around that scheduling, because, you know, you book something 6 months to a year in advance, and then you kind of just, like, you're good, everything's good. And then something crazy happens like this, and then you have to reconfigure everything.
Yep.
So it affects a lot of people's lives. And so, you know, they've been really awesome to help us with that and very understanding. And, you know, so we've had that. And, you know, again, you can go to the MacArts.com website. You can look at all of the rescheduling. I know some people have gotten tickets for that show, and we've been calling to say, hey, it is rescheduled. Here's, you know, the things we can do. So you can go to that site, you can figure out what the day and the time that's been rescheduled. You can also, you can call in and say, hey, you know, I can't make it that day, what can we do about these tickets? And we will work with you. We will help do that, because again, this is just one of those things where we support everyone. We support the community. So we understand, hey, this day was great, I had this day off of work, I don't have this new date off. We understand that. So, you know, lots of other things are being rescheduled. But, I mean, I'm telling you, the Mountain Arts Center's lineup of the type of events that they book are just totally out of this world. They're stellar acts. They're great people that work there. And, I mean, it's just amazing. And if you haven't been there, you all are totally missing out. It is stunning just to even drive by it. It's just, it's crazy that we have something so fabulous and so beautiful right here, like literally just an hour or so away, just an hour away. And you can go and sit and watch a stage play, a ballet, or watch a band like Tedeschi Trucks come out and just completely annihilate their set. It was awesome. So, I mean, you know, these are things that people need to do. You guys need to do this. It's good for the soul. It's good for the heart. It creates memories with your family. There's all kinds of things that are happening for all ages. So, I mean, you know, music and the arts are great for everyone. So support the Mountain Arts Center and the things that they do for the community.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, if folks, you can't tell how excited she is. I mean, she eats, drinks, and sleeps this stuff. So again, we want to thank you for being with us this morning, Jill. For folks that are just tuning in, this is Jill Hamlin we have on the line here with the Mountain Arts Center. She's also Assistant Director of Fine Arts for the Big Sandy Community and Technical College. She's a singer-songwriter with a little bit more in the Wayward Dolls. Thank you for your time this morning, Jill.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Rock your prom dress.